This is for you. You're from Pinecraft, aren't you?
Yeah. Staying at Pinecraft?
Yeah. I know all about Pinecraft. I've been street preaching there many times. I'm a street preacher, and I preach Christ crucified. Are you Amish?
I am.
Are you familiar with a lot of the traditions, man-made traditions that the Anabaptists keep?
Yeah.
What's your first name? Can I ask?
John.
John? I'm James. What did Jesus say about keeping man-made traditions? Was he fond of those? Was he happy about those? In Mark 7, he actually told them, if you keep man-made traditions, you worship God in vain. Mind if I sit here? He said you worship him in vain. So what are man-made traditions? Things like Christmas. God didn't ordain it, man did. You know, the Roman Catholics invented that. And today, Anabaptists and evangelicals keep it. Things like Easter. Easter's coming up. Some people call it Resurrection Sunday. But it's still, God never ordained it. God never said to do it. Man, Roman Catholics did it. So Jesus says, because of those things, you do it in vain. What do you think of that?
I don't think it's in vain.
That's what Jesus said.
Yeah.
You believe his words?
I do.
Is he a liar?
No.
Did he say in John 4:24, we must worship in spirit and in truth?
Right.
So did you know that Good Friday, that a lot of people practice, so Friday evening they say he died, and then they say he rose Sunday morning. Did you know that's a lie? Because he was in the grave three days, three nights. Can you get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning?
No.
So that's a lie. So we're finding out here as we do these things. How about this one? Let me ask you this one. Amish. Where'd that name come from? Did God ordain that name?
Oh, no.
Where'd that name come from?
Not Menno-Simons, that's where Mennonites come
from. Yeah, Mennonites come from Menno-Simons.
Mm-hmm.
Is it from Jacob Ammon?
Jacob Ammon.
Let me ask you a question. Is God happy that when we name ourselves after men? When in 1 Corinthians 1, Paul says, some people are saying, I'm of Paul, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Apollos. He said, was Christ, were any of these men crucified for you? Christ was crucified for us. Don't name yourself after these. So there's another area of concern. This should bother people that want to follow Christ and the truth, shouldn't it? See, I had to come out of the evangelical world because they keep so many lies and they're worldly. And so the Amish have the worldly part more down pat. They're not worldly per se, no TVs and all that kind of stuff and no worldly practices. But there still is a bunch of false traditions. And that's why when my wife and I were born again, you know what we looked at? We looked at joining the Anabaptists. You know, I don't know where can I ask what state you're from?
Ohio.
Well, yeah, a lot of people from Ohio come down here. It's interesting. We are from central Wisconsin. A lot of Amish near Cashton. You're probably familiar with that. Yeah. So we're from there. And then we moved from there when we sold it and we went to central Missouri around Versailles. And there's a lot of Mennonites and some old order Amish, I think, or old order Mennonites.
Mm-hmm.
But are you headed out? Okay.
No.
I tell you what, on that gospel card, you've been very nice. On that gospel card is the gospel. Jesus comes into the world to shed his blood for you and me. And he says, by repentance, if you're willing to repent and forsake all sin and all false ways, you can be born again by the Spirit of God.
Right.
And when you're born again by the Spirit of God, you know what the fruit of that is? Not that you keep a man-made religious system. The fruit of that is holiness and obedience to the scriptures and enduring to the end. But you can't do that. It's all on that card, and there's questions for Anabaptists on there. You can't do that as you keep man-made traditions. Ponder that, will you? You can't follow Jesus and these man-made traditions. Oh, I thought you were with her.
No.
Oh, okay. But you can't do that. Well, you follow man-made traditions, can you? So will you ponder that? My phone number's on there. I'd love to talk to you about it. I don't belong to any group or any church organization. See, Jesus didn't start an organization like the Amish or the Mennonites. Jesus started the body, the ecclesia, the called out ones. But you can't be part of all of these orders. The other problem with the Amish and the Mennonites, I just preach the gospel to you. They don't go out and preach the gospel. They live in little communities. They're all very good at making money. They keep to themselves. But I have a question. Do you guys care about your neighbors that are dying and going to hell?
My sure we do.
But why don't they? Amish and the Mennonites have anybody out preaching? Men should be preaching the gospel instead of making money. Where? I never see that.
Over in Haiti.
Oh, that's over Haiti. How about in America here? But you know what they do, though? They just reproduce the Amish faith, the Mennonite faith. They put up churches. They don't really preach the gospel I just proclaimed to you. So, would you ponder all that?
I guess up to each individual.
Yeah, you got to make your own choice. See, Jesus said this, ready, and I'm going to leave you. Matthew 10, you must lose your life to find it in Christ. With that losing life, you know what that means? If you were born an Amish man, and if you decide to follow Jesus, you may have to turn from that. Like I had to turn from the evangelical faith, and you may have to follow Christ on your own. That's losing your life. When you cling to people in organizations and situations like that, what you're doing is you're lifting them up above the truth of God, and you can't do that. Test yourself, okay? It's on that gospel card. Call me if I can ever help you. Love you. God be praised.